So, hello again. I'm going to, in this episode, talk about the similarities and differences of eukaryotic and prokaryotic cells. And in order for you to understand this episode, I highly recommend that you've listened to the episodes where I explain the different structures and functions of the prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. So, what we have to do is the following. We have to make a comparison table. And a comparison table, when you compare two things with each other, like in this case prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, you need to have not two columns, but you need to have three columns, because the very first column describes what you actually want to compare. Okay, so you basically make a table, three columns, and the most leftmost column is like the aspect or the criterion that you want to compare. And then you have two columns, one is labeled with eukaryotic cell and the other one is labeled with prokaryotic cell. And I'm going to now go through this table. And the most important differences between pro and eukaryotic cell are the presence of a nucleus. So that's the first criterion. Presence of a nucleus, eukaryotic cell, yes, prokaryotic cell, no. Okay? Next line. Presence of mitochondria, prokaryotic cells, no. Eukaryotic cells, yes. Well, after all, I mean, the mitochondria, that's a very important cell organelle. Next one, presence of chloroplasts. Prokaryotic cells, no. Eukaryotic cells, yes. But be careful, not all eukaryotic cells have those. Okay. The next thing would be size. And you can say that a prokaryotic cell, a bacterial cell, is much smaller. So the diameter is around 1 micrometer. And the diameter of an average eukaryotic cell is about 10 times larger. The diameter is about 10 micrometers. And this actually means that the volume of a eukaryotic cell is about 1,000 times larger. Because length times width times height, so 10 times 10 times 10 is 1,000. So the volume, so a eukaryotic cell is 1,000 times more heavy, yeah, than a prokaryotic cell. The next important thing is the type of DNA present. And you can say that in a eukaryotic cell, there are several linear DNA pieces inside the nucleus. Several linear means they're like little lines. They have an open end, inside the nucleus. And the thing is that these are like the individual chromosomes. And in a prokaryotic cell, you have one circular ring of DNA floating freely inside the cytoplasm. Okay, so there is no nucleus in a prokaryote, and the DNA is not linear, but it's a circle, like a loop. Yeah. The next thing, the next difference would be if the DNA is packaged around proteins. So DNA wrapped around proteins? Would be the criterion. Prokaryotes, no. Eukaryotes, yes. For those of you who are in higher level, those proteins are called histones, and the DNA in eukaryotes is wrapped around those histone proteins, and they are also known as nucleosomes, but that is for the higher level people among you. Okay. And the last difference, which you also already know, is this type of cell division. And the type of cell division in prokaryotes is called binary fission. I mentioned this already before in a different episode. And the cell division in eukaryotes is called mitosis. Yeah, it works differently. So this now has summarized the differences between eukaryotic and prokaryotic cells. And the similarities, of course, both are cells, both have a cytoplasm, both must have DNA, both must have a plasma membrane. And yes, both have ribosomes. And that's maybe something that you might want to add here as well to the table. I'm just talking, remember this. You write down the type of ribosome present between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. And the type of ribosome in a prokaryote is a 70S. 70 and an S, and the type of ribosome in a eukaryote is 80S. It's larger, okay? But that's also one way to how you can distinguish them. Okay, I forgot to mention this, yeah? By the way, ribosomes don't have a membrane, okay? So you see that even though prokaryotes have ribosomes, because it's not wrapped around a membrane, it's not made of a membrane, prokaryotes generally don't have membranes in them. generally. Okay, so this was basically the differences between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. When they ask you a question about like this, you have to make sure that you compare it individually. You cannot do it like this to give first a description of a prokaryote and then a description of a eukaryote. This is not comparing, okay? You have to take it point by point. Yeah, prokaryotes don't have a nucleus while eukaryotes do. Then you get 1 point. Yeah, you have to compare it line by line. And by the way, of all of these differences, the presence of a nucleus I consider to be the most important one, okay? Because this is the name-giving criterion. So, next one is I'm going to talk about now the differences between plant and animal cells. And again, I think it's really good if you have a drawing in front of you in a podcast like this. I'm not able to present a drawing, of course, but my suggestion is that you really practice to draw all of those cell organelles, of course. And now I'm just going to talk about the three or maybe four important differences between plant and animal cells. Okay, so same thing as before, you make a table with three columns. The first one you label with aspect or criterion, and then you have plant and animal cells. Yeah? And the first, there are three important differences. So the first one is presence of, let's say, chloroplasts. Presence of chloroplasts. Plant cells, yes. Animal cells, no. Be careful here, not all plant cells have chloroplasts. The chloroplasts, they do photosynthesis, right? But I mean, not all parts of the plant do photosynthesis. Only the green parts of a plant do photosynthesis. Yeah? So you have to be careful, but you won't find an animal with chloroplasts. Yeah? One of the things that students sometimes do wrong is plant cells have chloroplasts and animal cells have mitochondria. And this is wrong. It's definitely wrong because also plant cells have mitochondria. Yeah? So please be careful here. Yeah? The next thing is the following. Again, I'm going to do the wrong way first, so don't write it down yet. The cell wall. And then some people say the following. Plants have a cell wall and animals have a cell membrane or a plasma membrane is wrong because plant cells also have a plasma membrane. So what you should write instead is presence of a cell wall. And then you say plant cells, yes. Animal cells, no. Okay? Please be careful now. If you remember prokaryotes, the bacteria, they also have a cell wall. So are bacteria now plants or are they animals? Be careful. They are neither. They are prokaryotes. They're a completely different category. And the cell wall also looks different between bacterial cell walls and plant cell walls. They're different material even, okay? So that maybe the only similarity is that in both cases it kind of gives the cell a shape, okay? But the plant cell, cell wall and the bacterial cell wall, like they're different, okay? So bacteria are not plants just because they also have a cell wall. The next one is the following, that the plant cells, what they have is they have a large central vacuole. And animal cells, they can have several smaller vacuoles. So if you say presence of a vacuole, that's not really the right way of saying it, because both have vacuoles, plants and animals. And for this reason, I think it's better to just say the type of vacuole or the shape of a vacuole. And then you say, for plants, large central vacuole. And for animals, you say you can have several smaller vacuoles. Okay, so this is also the way that it looks, but vacuoles, both can have vacuoles. So these are the three really important distinctions. I'm going to simply add a fourth one, maybe also a fifth one. But I would say if you really want to study the most important ones, and I would say that, focus yourself on these three. The next one would be the type of cell division. We're going to talk about this later when I talk about mitosis. The cell division is a little bit different, or let's say rather the last part of the cell division, so-called cytokinesis. Later, more about that. Cytokinesis is different. In plants, you have a so-called a cell plate formation. Cell plate formation, and in animal cells, the cells divide by pinching off. So basically, the cells kind of fold in, and you cannot do that in plant cells because they have a hard, relatively strong cell wall on the outside, so the cell cannot fold in. So in animal cells, it's a little bit like this, like you have a balloon, and then you kind of squeeze it in the middle, and then you have tubulins, right? Yeah, you cannot do that with plant cells because they have a hard cell wall on the outside, so you have to build a new cell wall and a new cell membrane from the inside, and this is called a cell plate. Yeah, so the actual division process is a little bit different. And then the last one, presence of so-called centrioles, also more on that later on when we do mitosis. Plants don't have them and animals do. Okay, so presence of centrioles. So I've given you now, I think, 5 points here, of which I would say that the first three are really the most important ones, but there are other differences as well. Okay, so this is basically a short summary. In this episode, I talked about the differences and all the similarities between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. And the eukaryotic cells, we looked at the plant and the animal cells, and we also made a table here where we compare those. I just wanted to tell you there are more eukaryotic cells around, of course. We did not talk about the protozoa, we did not talk about the fungi and that. Yeah? But I think it's enough if we just focus on plant and animal cells, because all of you know plants and animals. Okay, so all the best. Bye-bye.